Here's a brief history of the life of artists in one troubled country, a sometimes troubled country. Russian artists led the modernist art movement 100 years ago and created some of the 20th century's greatest works. And then came socialist realism, followed by the collapse of the Soviet Union, which left most artists to fend for themselves. Now, Russia's new wealth is helping to fund new galleries. And as NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer reports, that is fueling hopes that Moscow will once again be a player in the global art world.
In an old industrial site next to a train station, workers are building a new gallery out of an old factory. It's part of a new trend just coming to Moscow to use old industrial sites for residential and office space and to exhibit art. This gallery, called Vinzavod, is housed in a 19th century former winery. Where I'm standing, it's dark and exhibits are lit by spotlights. I've just passed a fountain made of cheap Soviet plumbing fixtures. Ahead of me, I can see a set of sculptures, including a huge bulldozer covered in a black shroud, and many video installations, one showing characters conversing by singing. The tiled vaulted ceilings are dirty, much of the floor is dirt, and it's freezing because there's no heat. No clean, exposed brick surfaces here. This is truly an industrial space. Smoke machines here help evoke a sense of an incense-filled cathedral. The exhibition is called I Believe, and the curator says that's no accident. Sitting on a shag rug in his incense-filled apartment, curator Oleg Kulik says each of the works in his exhibition is meant to contribute to a new belief system based on questioning. He says it shows just how far Russian art has come since the early 1990s. Back then, Kulik came to the art world's attention for his street performances, for which he stripped naked, went down on all fours, and barked like a dog, while an assistant led him around on a leash. Kulik says that role represented the complete chaos brought on by the Soviet collapse.
Everything we understood was destroyed. The political system, the social system. I didn't know how to live. The only honest thing I could do was reflect my primordial state. It was an important part of starting over.
Artist Yuri Vashenko agrees the Moscow art scene reflects a period of revolutionary change, but says there's still a long way to go. Artists in Moscow, he says, are still too heavily influenced by their Western counterparts. But he says Moscow's dynamism already makes it the most interesting place for contemporary art in the world.
Every time I return to Moscow from a trip, I find something completely new. One building has been demolished. Another has just been built right outside my window in a matter of months. Life is boiling and bubbling, and art reflects that hyperactivity.
Back at the Vinzavod Gallery, construction workers are building what's planned to be a major art center, including artist studios, exhibit spaces for other galleries, bars, and bookstores. Director Nikolai Palaschenko says Vinzavod reflects how Moscow's new oil wealth is changing the art world.
Galleries now have money for financing bigger exhibitions, more difficult projects. Of course, it improves the art scene.
The Vinzavod Gallery's I Believe exhibit is part of a major art festival called the Moscow Biennale of Contemporary Art, which takes place in March. Gregory Pfeiffer, NPR News, Moscow.